Good evening and welcome to Spirit Radio. I am your host, Willie Hassel. Along with my co-host, Lynn Nickerson, we will take you on a journey into the unknown, where the paranormal becomes the normal, a journey to a world cloaked in darkness, where reality becomes a thin veil. So sit back, relax, and join us as we venture into the shadows, the darkness, the unknown, and back. Good evening, everybody. Welcome once again to Spirit Radio, the paranormal experience. I'm Willie Hassel, along with the lovely, the mystical, the mysterious.
And the very sick.
And the very dedicated, Lynn Nickerson. Good evening.
Good evening, Willie. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing just fine.
Good, good.
Yeah, I know you're having a tough time over there, and we're hoping you get through the hour.
I'm going to give it my best.
I know you're going to give it your best. You always give it your best.
No, we have a wonderful guest on tonight, and you're going to introduce her in just a moment. Yep. But before we do that, I just want to say that the show that we had talking about traditions concerning death, I had quoted quite a bit of information from a book, which I failed to cite, and I didn't mean to sidestep the gentleman. I left the book at home. His name is Paul Devereux, and he wrote a book called Fairy Paths and Spirit Roads. And I did get a lot of information from that. So that was a couple of weeks ago. So I thank Mr. Devereux for that. Fascinating book. So now, on with the show, Willie.
On with the show tonight on Spirit Radio, the paranormal experience. It is our pleasure to welcome back to the show Betty Lipton. Betty comes from a long line of psychics and has been using her abilities since the young age of about 10 years old. Later, as a young woman, she was doing readings in New York City. Betty uses her ability to see into people's souls, what she calls her inner visions, as a way to help others. Recognized nationally, she has been featured in the Top 100 Psychics in America, published by Pocket Books. Betty has appeared on several radio and TV shows around New England, including Spirit Radio, about 4 years ago, I think it was.
It was a while ago.
As well as she has done guest appearances on the nationally syndicated show, Talk America. She has also helped New Hampshire's police departments on several crime investigations. So let's welcome back to Spirit Radio, Betty Lipton. Good evening, Betty. How are you?
Good evening, everyone.
Hi, Betty. Welcome back. It's so good to see you.
I'd love to be here.
It's nice to have you on. It's been a while.
It has.
Yeah, sorry about that. We should have had you on sooner.
I used to do radio for years.
Did you?
I used to be on WERZ, 98.7 The Bay. So for years I used to do radio.
So you're not doing ERZ anymore?
Well, you know, nowadays they do
a lot of
syndicated shows.
Yeah.
They don't do a lot of talk shows, stuff like that. But I did do it for about 10 years.
Wow, wonderful. That's a good run.
Yeah. Well, we're happy to have you here doing it with us.
Yes, pleased to have you on. And I was going to say we were going to get more into Betty's background, but we do have a caller on hold.
Yes, we do.
So what we're going to do tonight is have call-ins and limit everybody to one question depending on time here. And you've got about 3 minutes or so to talk, so I know that Willie's got a caller on the line.
And the number to call is 603-430-9722. And if you do get a recording, we only have one phone line, so just wait a couple
just
minutes
hang in there.
And try again. But right now we have on the line Jessica from New York. Good evening, Jessica. Welcome.
Good evening. How is everyone?
Hi, Jessica.
I'm doing good.
Got a question for Betty?
Yes, I have a question for Betty.
Okay, Jessica, what would you like to know, darling?
I want to know if the guy that I'm seeing is the guy I will marry.
Oh, boy.
Now, he's a little nervous about things. He does love you. He does love you. Does he tell you all the time that he loves you?
No, he doesn't. I mean, he just says, you're my love.
You're my love. He's nervous about the commitment thing. Do you get that from him?
Yes.
But he does love you. So the thing is, he better get it together by the holidays to really be serious. If he doesn't get it together by the holidays, I don't know if he ever will. It's just he's so slow moving in that way. But he does love you. There is no one else. And you, not this minute, but little by little, you got to start hinting around, you know, what we're doing next. You know, where do you think things are going? Because I don't know why he has such a fear. Was he in a big commitment before you?
Yes, he was, actually.
Yeah. Was he actually married or engaged or what?
No, he wanted to get married, and it went all downhill.
Yeah, she blew him off or whatever she did.
She did.
Yeah. But see, the thing is, with you, though, he loves the fact that you're a strong girl. You really are. You're a strong woman. And sometimes he needs to be put in his place a little bit, you know, or guided. He just doesn't always know exactly what to do for some reason. But he is a great guy, and I'm thinking, I'll be honest, it's not like 100%, but it's 65-70% that you'll end up with him for good. But you'll know in your heart by Christmas, I promise you, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, dear, take care.
Okay. Thank you, Jessica.
Thank you for the call, Jessica.
Thank you.
What I did want to ask that caller is if he was a Sagittarian, they often get, you know, cold feet.
I'm telling you, nowadays it's unbelievable how a lot of guys just don't want the commitment until they're like in their later 20s or whatever. It's just, they're just not ready.
Yeah, I know.
You know.
A lot of them are, yeah, just not ready.
And a lot of them want to play house without getting married.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, but
yeah, like getting the milk from the cow before it's their cow.
God bless them. But anyway,
well, yeah, I guess we do have another caller here.
Yes,
coming up,
we do. We have Judy from Maine wants to ask Betty a question.
Okay,
hello, Judy. You're on the air.
Hi,
Judy. How are you?
Good, Betty. How are you?
Now, do I know you from before?
Yes, you do, dear.
I can feel the energy right through the line. I can just feel it. Anyway, what's your question for me tonight?
Well, first I want to tell you that I sent all my angels to be with you tonight and help you.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. And I have more of a comment than a question.
Okay.
I wanted to let you know that my niece that we discussed before.
Yes.
Who had all that trouble is doing much better.
Oh, thank God. Yes.
And
that's wonderful.
And she's wearing the bracelet.
Oh, good. Good. Yeah, I gave her the religious bracelet, yes, for protection
that's
and everything.
Right.
That's good. So I think it'll get better and better. I really do. She'll be okay.
Good.
All right, love?
All right, love.
Thank you very much. Have a nice night.
Okay. Thank you, Judy.
Come back now.
All right. Okay.
Thanks for calling in, Judy.
Thank you.
Very sweet lady.
How interesting. You recalled her right away.
I feel the energy in people's voices.
Yeah.
Like I could tell, you know,
yeah,
familiarity and everything.
Yeah, because people do have
essence,
an energy signature.
Is yeah. In their voice and stuff.
Well, let me ask you, since we don't have a caller right now, you know, you do have the ability to detect past lives in people. So sometimes I will tell you how it kind of works for me, and I'd be interested in knowing what you do. Sometimes when I look at someone, it's almost as if there's an overlay. It isn't quite visual, but I'll get the idea that this woman was once a Greek, she was once a Romanian, and maybe she was once Egyptian, because I can feel it in her auric field, and she almost looks like all three of those people.
Wow.
But I won't necessarily know what her life was all about, but I can pick up on that.
Well, first of all, you know, when I do readings, I really want to know what's going on in their lives now. But I do get into past lives. One of the reasons I get into past lives is when you say there's a layover or whatever, what happens is everything from our past lives is stored within us.
Yeah.
And so sometimes we have to go through some weird karma that we don't understand why, but it's for something from like a past life, mm-hmm, or something like that. Or why am I so connected to this guy? He's not that good to me, because she was with that guy in a past life, and they feel like they have to finish it in this lifetime somehow.
How do you pick up on what that life was, though?
What I do is just from their soul energy, I tune into their inner being.
And you don't really even have to touch them?
Where everything is stored. Yeah, I don't have to touch them. Wow. But where everything is stored within you, I tune into.
How do you do that?
I do that. I do everything.
But how do you do that? I mean, did you work on meditation?
Well, first of all, I'm a yogini. I have a guru from India. I'm Christian-based, my religion, yeah. But I'm a yogini. I meditate. I'm into transcendental meditation. But I feel I was gifted at such a young age. I mean, I was 10 years old. I was doing readings on the lunch line in school.
Wow.
So I can go into the past, way past in this lifetime, then present, then future. The reason I use cards sometimes, of course I use the cards, because that's more for the future, what's going on.
Mm.
Okay, and that helps me. It's like a tool. Is there another caller?
We do have another caller.
Oh, let's not keep him on hold.
Yes, we do. We have Marie from Southampton, New Hampshire. Welcome to the show, Marie.
Hi, Marie.
Thank you. Hi, how are you guys doing tonight?
Great.
Doing good. How are you?
Good, good. So I have a question for Betty.
Yeah.
I've worked with Betty for many years, but I'd like to ask her about my son who is opening a shop. And, excuse me, and I'd like to know if he's going to get it off and running soon.
Where is the shop going to be located?
Amesbury.
And he has
my oldest son, Walter.
He has a couple of people working with him with the shop?
Yes.
So it's almost like a collaborated effort, sort of?
Yes.
Okay. I feel it'll be very successful. It may take, for some reason, I don't know why, but maybe a couple of more months to really get it going. When was he thinking to get it going?
Well, he's looking to get business loans and stuff like that. But yeah, he's like ready to start getting it going. And I was just curious.
I think he'll get everything going by October, November. Really moving on
cool.
it. I mean, it'll take time to prepare the whole thing, right? But once he's up and running, it's going to be great. Of course, there has to be some marketing involved to let people know.
He's good
and stuff.
At that. Yeah.
He's pretty gifted with that to begin with, I think, right?
Yeah, the hype is already there. Every time he goes into town, everybody's asking him.
Oh, good.
When's it opening? So the hype is already happening.
How old is he? Is he 26, 30? How old is he?
No, he's 35.
He's young at heart, isn't he? Very young at heart.
Oh, yeah.
I thought he was younger for some reason. I thought he was like 30, because he's got a young spirit. But this is what he always wanted to do, and that's why it's going to work, because he's really going to put himself into it. So tell him I said he'll be very successful.
Awesome.
Okay, love. Thank you.
Talk to you. You're welcome.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you for the call, Marie.
You're welcome.
All right.
Oh, that's amazing.
603-430-9722.
Yeah.
Wow,
I'm on automatic. That's what it is.
Yeah.
See, I do a lot of phone readings also. When I do phone readings, like in California, Texas, all over, mm-hmm. even Japan, China, all over England.
Really?
Yeah, because now you could do the,
Skype
messenger,
or,
Skyping and stuff. So it's good. But if they want to reach me, my phone is 603-436-2412. So any listeners out there, if you need to get a reading from me, and I do in person, on the phone, and I do house parties. House parties are a lot of fun.
They are a lot of fun.
It's a riot. They got the wine bottles. They got the cheese and crackers. Each girl comes and gets the reading, and then they come out and they talk about it. It's fun. It's fun.
Well, I was going to tell you, I was going to bring this up. I had a little house party, and this was back in like 1996.
Oh, yeah.
And I had just completed renovating my kitchen, so I wanted to celebrate, and I had you over. Now, this is quite a while ago.
Oh, wow.
So I invited four women from work.
Yeah.
And I set aside the small upstairs bedroom for you to do readings in.
Yeah.
And in between readings, you said to me, oh, the little boy up here is really active. And I said to you, what little boy? I didn't think this place was haunted. And you said, there's a little boy up here. And I said, you know, it's funny because I don't like going into this bedroom. So after this happened, I researched the history of the house.
Oh, really?
There was a little boy that hung himself.
Oh, how sad. God bless him.
I know. But there were.
So did you tell him to follow the light? And stuff like that?
I wasn't there much longer, and I wasn't really aware of that at the time.
At the time, yeah.
But three of his family members had died in the house.
Oh, wow.
The mother, the father, and the little boy.
Well, no wonder I felt it.
Yeah, it was very active. And after you had come, several things happened. Again, I wrote about it in my book, Gateway to the Paranormal. So I do mention that in there, although I did not mention your name.
That's all right. It's okay.
But anyway, you nailed it. There was a little boy there.
Well, I'm glad that he didn't bother me, not so I could still do the readings, though.
Yeah.
So obviously he was just a sad little boy. And you know.
Apparently, as the story goes, his sister tormented him.
Oh, poor thing.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
I don't think
they
were a happy family. Do you got somebody else on the line?
Yes, we do have.
Wonderful.
We do have another caller. We have Tom from Methuen on the line. Good evening, Tom.
Good evening, everybody. How are we all doing?
Hey, Tom.
We're doing
how you
good.
Doing?
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you feeling? Good?
Great, yeah.
Doesn't she sound like she's nice and healthy?
She sounds like she's really healthy and doing well.
Yeah. Thank you, Tom. Positive thinking.
Do I know you, Tom? This is Betty. Do I know you?
No, I don't think we've ever
You've
met.
Got a very good soul, I could tell you that.
He's very good-hearted.
Very good-hearted, and you could be very funny when you want to be.
Very
you know?
True.
Oh, I can be funny when I want to
be. A dry sense of humor, very dry.
Yeah. He's comical.
So what's your question for me this evening?
This has been one of the probably worst years of my life.
Oh, no.
Losing people, as most of my friends know. Mm. But early in the year, it started with my dad. So I was just wondering if I got other family members with me, but I was just wondering about my dad.
Well, first of all, your father, he loved to eat, didn't he? He liked real good food. My guru from India said you could invite your loved one who's passed to partake in the meal, your meal, on a holiday or special occasion. So make sure you do that for him, okay?
Okay.
Because he would like that. And maybe even a glass of beer or hard cider or something, okay?
Okay.
But he misses you a lot. He loved you. He was a very sensitive man, kind man. And he hopes that he said the right things. Did he have any problems with his mind as he got older?
At the end, he did, yeah.
Because he said to me that he hopes he didn't say anything mean, because he didn't mean it, okay? So he says he's sorry. He hopes he didn't, and he tried his best as a father. He really did. He knows sometimes he didn't do the right things, but he said you forgive him, though, right?
Of course. We all make mistakes.
So that's right.
I'm not perfect.
But he made it to a good heaven, so he's happy.
Well, I'm happy about that.
He got there, and he likes to go. He likes to go by the, I don't know if it's the lake or the ocean. Where did he like to go?
Well, the beach.
The beach. Okay. So he likes to go to the beach a lot. So when you go to the beach, he's with you.
Okay.
Okay? And he said not to worry. Things are going to be all right now. Nobody else is going for quite a long, long time.
Well, that's good news.
That's good news.
All right. And he said, you take care of yourself, and you go every year for your checkup to the doctor and everything?
I just started.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wants to make sure you do that, because he said, sometimes you don't, you know?
I did it for 15 years.
Wow. Yeah, he just told me. He said, one thing's for sure, you won't get sick like he got sick, okay?
Well, that's good.
He said, so don't you worry about that. But you should still go to the doctor, he said, and take your vitamins. All right?
Okay.
All right. Have a good night, dear.
You too.
Okay. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you for the question,
Tom. That was
Tom.
Good news.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Night.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of times people come in and they want like a mixture. They want to know about their life, and they want to sometimes know about a departed one. You know, so I do the psychic work, and I do the medium work. Not every psychic can do medium work, too, but I do both. So.
Yeah, that's a very good point, because some people just, they are psychic, they're intuitive, they pick up on stuff, but they don't get direct messages from those who've passed over.
Well, the thing is that nowadays, because of the Long Island medium and all that, all that hype, everybody thinks that a psychic is a medium and that's it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I explain to people the difference, right?
Did you find her pretty authentic?
Some things.
Yeah.
Some things. Some of it's very Hollywoodish, but you know.
You know, yeah, they have to kind of tweak things, I think, for the
probably,
ratings.
Probably.
Yeah.
We have another caller? Okay.
All righty then.
There is another caller. We have Norman from Amesbury on the line. Welcome to the show, Norman.
Hi, Norman.
Hi, Betty.
Hey, Norman, is this my friend Norman?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God, are you here now? You here? You're living over in Amesbury?
From.
Huh?
That's, I'm from Amesbury.
So. Oh, you're from Amesbury, but didn't you do some traveling for a while?
A lot of traveling.
Yeah, a lot of traveling.
How to get home.
Oh, God bless you. So what's your question for me tonight?
How do I get home?
Well, financially, are you able to do it?
Well, it's just everything else, you know.
The whole thing.
Surgeries and...
all kinds of stuff.
Other people and...
all that stuff. You're going to... I swear you'll be here by Thanksgiving, for sure. And in a good way. Maybe sooner. Maybe by Halloween. Okay? It's going to take you a couple of more weeks, I think, to really put everything together and settle everything. You see what I'm saying?
Oh,
so
I know.
Once you get that done, you'll be here. I swear, you'll be here probably... You know, you might be here by mid-October, beginning of October. It's your fate to come back home. It's your fate.
Right.
And
it's my drive as well. It's killing me not being there.
Well, you're going to get back here. You're going to get back here. And remember, you know, you could do the best you can for other people, but you got to be responsible for your own happiness, right? So,
right.
So first and foremost, you get back here, then you can help other people. Once you're back here. How's that? Do you know what I mean?
That's right.
Don't take everything on. All right?
Okay.
Okay, take care, Norman. Bye-bye, sweetie.
Okay.
See you soon.
Thank you, Norman.
Thanks for calling, Norman.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay.
So, Betty, a lot of people who call, they do have problems or they're troubled. What's probably one of the biggest assistance or help you've given somebody?
Oh, there's so much stuff. It all depends upon. I've helped people. Okay, with their health, I've saved a lot of lives.
Have you really?
I've been able to. I could touch your hand, touch your arm, and I could tell you what's wrong physically, what's wrong with you, and then you know. Of course, I tell people to go to the doctor.
Oh, sure, yeah, but it's
I also believe in holistic healing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have
I do too.
A good friend, Marianne. She's a fantastic Reiki master. I have Carrie. She's my Peruvian shaman healer.
Ooh.
So I do send people to different healers and the doctor,
mm-hmm.
both, you know, to get things, whatever it takes to get well. You know what I mean?
But that's wonderful that you really are
98%.
A medical intuitive.
98%, right.
Honest
that's
to God,
big.
That's wonderful.
That's big, I guess.
That is. That's great that you can help people so much like that.
And truly,
yes,
that is
yes,
a gift.
We do have another caller.
Okay.
All right. We have on the line, we have Jim from Hampton. Good evening. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Betty.
Hey, Jim. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. What's your question for me tonight?
I have an interesting one for you. This pertains to a possible past life.
Okay.
If I send you telepathically an image that I'm thinking about, can you do that?
You mean of your pet?
No, not my pet. Of a possible past life.
Oh, your past life.
Oh, okay.
If I concentrated on an image from a dream.
Well, that's very difficult for me to do over the phone, to be honest with you. I'd rather do that in person. But I do get a picture of you being... in early America, in the Civil War, I do see you. And it has something to do with wartime. And did it have something to do with the one that you saw in the dream with a past war of some kind?
Yeah, but not the Civil War.
All I know is I see a war. See, this is how I do it. You know, if I get, I never guess, ever. I get a vision of you being in some kind of a war and that you saved a lot of lives, but I think you may have died in the war. Do you think you died in the war?
Yeah.
But you did a really good job helping people, saving people. That's what I get. Did you get anything like that?
No, I don't think I was really in the business of saving people.
Well, I mean, you saved the American the people by being in the war and keeping freedom for America, that type of thing, you know.
You know, you could have saved your buddies or helped them. I mean, it doesn't mean that you were a doctor or a nurse or anything.
But you don't remember the whole thing anyway, do you? You just had some vision of where you were, right?
Yeah, I know exactly where I was.
Okay, so tell me, where were you?
Tell me,
what war was it? Because I'm getting the war, but I can't picture which war it was.
I'm trying to send you a mental picture.
Just tell her, Jim.
God bless
okay.
you.
Okay, World War II.
World War II, okay. I want to tell you something. Believe it or not, you were in many wars, in many lifetimes. I definitely think that you were at Gettysburg in the Civil War, just to let you know that. And you were on the northern side, okay?
Wow.
I get that very clearly. And
I've never had any dreams about the Civil War.
Believe me, a lot of people don't know their past lives, dear.
Just listen, Jim.
Very rarely do people know their past lives.
Oh, but I've had such clear visions in some of these dreams that I
so you've had other visions of other lives?
No, just this one.
Well, you must have loved...
I was an American news correspondent.
I was going to say, you must have loved what you were doing. You must have loved what you were doing. And you really helped people in your own way by letting them know what was going on and how you saw it from your own point of view and so forth, didn't you, as a news correspondent?
I suppose you could say that, yeah.
Of course you could say that, because how would we even know what's going on if we didn't have people like you there, right? So,
yeah.
But, yeah, I don't do, like, the parlor tricks, like, just say, oh, I got to get the vision from you through the phone, through the whole thing. For me to even get the fact that I knew that it was about a war and that you
were
there.
That's very good.
That's a big thing to do about past lives. If you come in person, I can do a lot with many past lives with you. Just remember that, okay? So you should consider coming in person. Have a good evening,
okay.
Darling. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you for the call, Jim. All right.
Anyway, so what happens is to do past lives, you know that it's difficult, even in person, to get the past lives, let alone get somebody's vision from their dream. But
well,
God bless him. I knew he was in the war, and I knew he was very helpful. So,
Good
karma.
People just aren't aware that they necessarily have other past lives. There was something that triggered him remembering that was important to him.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I think
But in many lifetimes, he was involved around wars.
Mm.
But then again, there's been so many wars.
As I know.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's been so many wars.
I think he's
at peace within himself now, but I think he's a little frustrated that he's not doing exactly what he wants to do now for some reason. I just got that.
Yeah.
But he's a great guy.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
He's a character.
All right. Well, you know what? With that.
We're at the bottom of the hour.
Bottom of the hour. So.
Already?
Son of a gun, yeah.
Already. So it's time to...
That happened very quickly.
It did.
I'm sure a lot of people would... I'll have to come back because I'm sure a lot of people wanted a call, you know?
The bottom of the hour.
We still got another half hour to go.
Oh, you scared me. I thought,
No.
Have I been sitting here for an hour?
No.
I could be in like a trance area, you know, doing the reading.
Lost Betty in the time portal.
So just a quick break, and we'll be back in right back.
That's funny.
Supernatural Magazine, one of the UK's top paranormal magazines, provides support to Spirit Radio, the paranormal experience. It is the magazine's goal to bring every aspect of supernatural news and research from around the world under one roof to create a universal platform for all those interested in the supernatural. More information is available at supernaturalmagazine.com. And you are listening to Spirit Radio, the paranormal experience on the Paranormal UK Radio Network. Welcome back to Spirit Radio, the paranormal experience. And tonight we have in studio with us Betty Lipton. And we're taking calls from everybody. So if you'd like to call and ask Betty a question, 603-430-9722. Welcome back, Betty.
Welcome back, Betty.
Thank you. Also, I just want to say that I've been practicing in Portsmouth, New Hampshire for 33 years. And I've been doing readings for 50. So that's a long time, right?
So I guess you got a little experience under your belt there.
Yeah, you've done a couple.
You're affiliated with England with the magazine, right?
Supernatural Magazine is just a... advertising.
I was going to say, because I'm Welsh by descent, Welsh. Oh, yeah. And I've been to England several times.
I'm English myself.
Oh, yeah?
I've been to England once.
And I've had some experiences over there, boy.
Oh,
ghostly experiences.
Have.
Oh, one time I was in the train, they call it the tube, and I was in the train station, and I was walking with my friend, Kristen, and she came out, and there was nobody around, and she came out, and she made believe. She goes, "I'm a lady of the night, I am." You know, like during Jack the Ripper time type of thing, and that all of a sudden we heard this incredible, horrifying, in back of us. And we started running, and it was so scary. It was unbelievable. And then we went back because we thought maybe it was kids. Maybe some kids were just, making the noises, but nobody was around. We got on the train, and this man was sitting there and had a book, and it was a scary cover. And I said, "What's that book you have?" And he goes, "Oh, don't you know? Tonight is the anniversary of Jack the Ripper, and this is the book that just came out about him."
Oh, my God.
And I said, "Oh, my God."
Talk about synchronicity, huh?
Oh, please. I told my girlfriend, don't you ever do that again. Make believe you're a lady of the night.
Oh, my God.
Not at least in England.
Do you think you've had any past lives in England yourself?
Oh, definitely.
Well, what comes to mind?
Middle Ages and a lot of lifetimes of the Middle Ages. And I was... a good witch, a white witch, in the olden times, it used to be called the craft of the wise, Wicca, and the woman would usually be a woman, and she would do herbal things, make herbal remedies,
right.
And different things.
Right.
But I never was a bad witch,
ever.
You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. Do you feel that you were ever a male?
Yes, I do. It's weird because in all my lifetimes, I feel most of my lifetimes, 99%, I was a woman. So once I was a man, and it happened that I was in England in probably the 1800s. Well, 1800s. And I was a writer and I was gay because in so many lifetimes, I was
a woman.
That when I did come back as a man,
I came back
as a feminine man.
Yeah.
You know, no problem there. But what happens is it's the yin and the yang. You have to come back at some point
as a different
sex. You can't be the same sex all the time.
Yeah, agreed.
It has to be the yin and the yang. But
wow.
I enjoy what I do, and I don't get tired of it, so.
You certainly had some good practice, that's for sure.
I enjoy it, and my brother's so cute. My brother Jimmy, what he does is he says, "I want my birthday reading," because I don't read my family a lot. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I read my brother once a year. My grandchildren, Lydia and Elliot, they don't ask me for a reading, because...
they probably don't care.
Well, no, they're a very happy young adults. They're great. And my brother,
They're not children then.
Huh?
They're not children then, right?
Right? They're great kids. And I have my son Joey and my daughter-in-law Michelle and my wonderful husband John, who always believes in my psychic ability, thank God.
That's terrific. That's good that you've got the support from
of the
you.
Family, yes.
So, Betty, when you... Nobody's on the line, right?
No.
So, when you were 10-ish or a little bit older, did you happen to see any spirits? Did you see ghosts as a child?
God, I'll tell you a story. My mother and father, they met in Manhattan in New York City, and my father was a manager at Bloomingdale's, and they got married... My mother, Margie, and my father, Irv, and they moved out to Long Island. And they got a great deal on a house in Long Island. And one of the reasons why they got a great deal on a house is because the realtor said the house was haunted.
Even back then?
Even back then. So my family bought the house. So I could tell you. Oh, my. I remember when we used to come home from school. After school, we would sit on this they call the stoop, you know, like the steps, the stoop, because we didn't want to go in and be in the house alone.
Oh, no.
But
what would happen?
They were just playful ghosts and stuff. It wasn't that bad.
Well, what, stuff would move around?
Oh, please.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff happened.
So.
It was amazing. Really something. But they didn't do anything bad. Let's put it that way.
Well, how about like being woken up in the middle of the night?
Well, one time, my mother got mad. She woke up and someone took a big jar of marbles and put them down the stairs. And she goes, cut it out. Stop doing that. What's the matter with you? I got to get some sleep. She was talking to the ghost. It was funny.
Oh, my God. That was dangerous, though.
Well, I know. My mother had to pick the marbles up. But anyway. I just want to let people know that my website is three words, thezodiaczone.com, which will give you a lot of information about things. And again, my phone number is 603-436-2412. And I do overseas calls also.
Oh, wonderful.
Skyping or what is that?
Skype Messenger. Messenger, Facebook Messenger.
Yeah.
Wow, okay. That's terrific.
And let me see. The most famous person I read was Jerry Garcia from The Grateful Dead.
Oh, no kidding. Oh.
Yes. I was 18 years old. I went to this concert, and they said it was sold out. And this was in the East Village in New York City in Manhattan.
Okay.
And I turned around. I was a real flower child. And I said, well, I'm the good witch of the East Village, you know, so you got to let me in. So they said, okay, let her in, but you got to go backstage and hang out with everybody. I go, that's fine. And so I went backstage, and they said to Jerry Garcia, he was with this girl, and they were kissing and all this stuff. And he was probably, when I was 18, he was probably around 23, 24. And they said, the good witch of the East Village is going to give you a reading. So he gave me his palm. He goes, far out, man. And I looked at his palm, and I said, your band is still going to be trucking till you're an older man, just as good as it is now, maybe even better. And he goes, I love this girl, you know, type of thing. And then...
But wasn't that the truth?
And then he says, I want you to come with me. And I go, well, where are we going? He says, don't worry, you're with me. So all of a sudden, they go out on stage and they bring me with them and they go, and I hear them say, here they are, the Grateful Dead. And then he said to me, dance, girl, dance. So I danced the whole concert.
On stage?
Well, yeah, on stage.
Nothing like putting you on the spot, huh?
I guess so. Well, what happened was he gave me, I don't know what happened exactly, but I must have had a cocktail or something. I think it was Spike, to be honest with you, because I don't think I would have ever gone on stage and did that.
Do you think they drugged you?
I don't know, maybe a little bit.
Whoa.
I know.
But you were the belle of the ball.
I didn't exactly know what the story was.
Wow.
I know, it was crazy days
what
in those
fun,
days.
Fun, though.
Right?
You were a flower child.
Well, that particular story, that was one of the stories that was in the book, The 100 Top Psychics in America.
Oh, yeah.
The book that I'm in came out in 1996. They did a revised book. I'm not in that one. I'm in the original one, just if anybody looks into it. But you could get it used book. I think you could get it from 1996, the first edition. Okay.
Yeah. So you were talking before about ways that you've helped people.
Yeah.
And
there's other ways, too. I've done it in many ways. For instance, I told this woman once, I said, you're going through a midlife crisis. You should not just all of a sudden get up and say, you want to divorce your husband. I said, you know, he's a great guy. You really do love him, but you're just being weird right now. And if worse, you got to try to go at least go to counseling, marriage counseling. And then if that doesn't work, then get separated for a while. And then if you don't reconcile within a certain period of time, okay, then go forward with the divorce. Well, she thanked me later on. She went for the counseling and figured it out. And she said, I don't know what I would have done if I really left him. You know, type of thing.
Oh, that's great.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, or people, like kids come, young teenagers come for readings, and they bullied in school, and I tell them what to do and
that's
who to talk to, and I tell them that you're really a good person, and don't let people put you down. Just say, leave me alone, and I know I'm a great person. You know, I try to give them confidence and stuff like that. And also, you know, kids sometimes have problems with their step-parents and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and
that's tough.
I explain to them different things, and, you know.
Yeah.
But I will not read, unless you come with your parent, and I won't read anybody under 16, unless
that's a good idea.
You come in with your parent.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Because you should see all the kids I read, like, from UNH and stuff like that. They're old, 18 usually, but that's fun. I do the college things. It's fun.
Can you give me an idea of how it is that you pick up on an ailment once you've touched somebody?
You know, I think in a past life I must have been a doctor and a healer, and that's why I have this natural gift about it.
Yeah.
I really do, which stems back going even with being a good witch, basically. I mean, going way back, I was gifted. I had a past life in ancient Egypt, even.
Oh, I believe that.
That's for sure. But anyway, you know what? I wish I could teach somebody how to do it. It's just, when it's natural, it's natural.
I know, it's more of an intuition, isn't it?
It's really, okay, it's like, this girl told me once, she said, well, I could be psychic too, and I could read the cards. I said, sure, you could read the cards. But you got to look at it this way. Someone who's gifted at a very young age gets on the piano and plays a song without even learning. That's how I was with the psychic ability. Sure, you could practice piano, you could practice, and you could play a song, but it doesn't mean that they're going to hire you for a night's performance somewhere.
Yeah, it doesn't mean you know how to read music. You just happen to pull off the song.
That's what happened. When I was 10 years old, my mother, you know, looked at, she said, look, honey, look at the palm. And then there's the heart line, the head line. And she told me a couple of things. And then from there, it's like I just naturally knew what the other lines meant and everything. Wow. So, I mean, I definitely was a psychic before in prior lives, too. You know, that type of thing.
How about kids at school? Did they badger you?
No, I'll be honest with you.
You're pretty popular, huh?
I was very, In a way, I really liked doing what I was doing because people liked me more for it. So it almost gave me more security, believe it or not.
Yeah.
But then as I got older, instead of saying hello with their hand, they would just put their palm in my face. And I'd say, okay, that's it. I got to start charging money because this is just, you know, not a free-for-all type of thing.
You know, you had anybody on the line, no?
Okay. I think everybody's going to sleep. We got to wake them up.
It started to ring, but then they went
away.
Tell
them the phone number again.
Yeah, 603-430-9722.
Did someone just call?
Yeah.
I must have felt it.
Sometimes I do. I will feel that the phone is going to ring, and then it does. It's like I can feel the energy coming through the line.
Do you see 1111 a lot, the numbers?
I don't know, but I know people do.
I do. Yeah. It's the angels and everything, spirit. I always say a little prayer when I see it.
11,
it's a master 11. Number, 11, anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't be divisible only by itself.
Someone's going to ask me a question shortly, huh?
Yeah, there's going to be, we've got a caller on the line. be another second here. And Willie.
I'm waiting for you, dear.
Oh, yeah, we have Joanne from Portsmouth on the line. Welcome to the show, Joanne.
Thank you.
Hi, Joanne.
Hi, Joanne. How you doing?
Hi, Betty. I'm so enjoying the show listening to you. I really didn't have a question, so I just thought I'd ask you if you know how my mother passed away a couple of years ago, and I just hope she's doing well.
Did you hear earlier what I told people? You could invite your loved one on a holiday or a special occasion?
We do it all the time. Every time we have a barbecue and everything, we do it.
Because she likes that. She loves that. And she's got a pet with her. Did she have a cat or a dog?
Oh, she may have either one. She had both.
Yeah, she's got her pets with her, and she loves, they go everywhere she goes.
Really?
And she's always petting them. She likes that, you know?
Oh, good.
And she said that, now your father passed away also?
Yes, yes he has.
She said your father's being very good to her.
Really?
Yeah, she said she was a little surprised. Were you surprised to hear that?
Yes.
But he's being nice to her, he really is. So I guess on the other side, you can only be nice, you know what I'm saying?
Well, it wasn't mean to her. I mean, he loved her and everything, but it was so long ago.
Well, he's being very nice to her. So, and she said, though, he looks a little younger than her, she said. So,
really?
So, did he die when he was in his 50s? Or
yes.
How? Yeah. And she said she asked him if she could look young, too. So she doesn't look that much older than him in heaven. So that's,
oh, well, that's good.
Yeah, she said, yeah, because all the women think he's a good-looking man. That's what she said.
Well, he was.
Oh, yeah. He had nice eyes, huh?
Yeah.
What color was his eyes?
Blue.
Beautiful eyes. Your mother said that's the one thing that women always noticed was his eyes. Now, what color eyes do you have?
Well, sometimes they're blue. They're blue.
Blue or gray or...
Yeah, they change.
They change. You still have nice eyes. Don't worry.
Oh, thanks.
Your mother said you're a beautiful girl.
Oh, good.
And she said you were very... You took care of things very well. Did you take care of things after she passed?
Pardon?
Did you and your brother take care of things after she passed?
Yes, we did, actually.
Because she said you did a good job just the way she wanted you to do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, that's wonderful.
That is really nice.
All right,
nice.
Well, I hope you liked that.
I did like that, and I love listening to you. You're from Portsmouth then, right?
Yeah, I'm right above the Portsmouth Health Food Store, my office.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I hope to see you sometime.
Look, you probably will. It's a great show.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Good night.
Okay, thank you for the call.
Bye. That's terrific.
Well, she came in real strong, her mother. I could feel her.
Yeah.
She was so happy to be able to talk.
That is wonderful, because sometimes they just don't have the opportunity.
Well,
they might be around, but they're going like, hey, I'm over here, and we still don't pick up on it.
A lot of people don't. Yeah. Well, people get upset sometimes. They'll say, how come I don't see my mom and stuff like that? And I tell them, put a photo of your loved one that was departed under your pillow, and then very likely, eventually, you'll have them
come
visit.
That's a good technique, yeah.
Put a photo under there, and then go to sleep with the intention that you're going to see them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That helps. Because, you know, you have to put your
own energy. It's a connection.
You have to put your own energy into
it. Like a tool, yeah. You know,
do you have any questions, Willie, about anything?
Actually, I was going to ask you. My parents are both deceased. Are they around? Are they happy with what I've done?
Well, your father said you're very smart, and there was many things you could do. He says, but he knows that you like what you're doing. He knows. Uh-huh. Your father said that, you know, you like what you're doing, but there's other things you could do, too. But he's happy that you're happy with what you're doing.
Okay.
And you're good at it.
Okay.
You know?
Well, that's great.
Your mother said she just wants you to be happy. That's it. She loves you very much.
Well, that's good enough for me.
That's very nice.
What did you do before, for regular work before this?
I hate to admit it, but I drove a truck for 35 years.
Yeah. But you love doing this, so... That's what should be doing.
Paranormal investigations.
And you do investigations now? You go to people's homes and things?
We don't really do home. investigations. We do
more public areas.
Yeah,
historic buildings.
Historic
oh,
buildings,
okay.
Yeah.
There's a lot of hauntings in these public buildings, huh?
Oh yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. There's energy everywhere, I think, but especially the
older
buildings.
Do you ever see photographs with spirits and the orbs and stuff like that and the photos? And,
Yeah.
Have you ever taken a photo that had?
Oh, yeah.
You did?
Yeah, we did on all our investigations.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we've gotten quite a few good EVPs.
Oh, wow.
Very clear EVPs.
Oh, good. Wow.
Very interesting. That's what makes it worthwhile.
Yeah.
You know, I always say that paranormal investigating is 6 or 8 hours of pure boredom, hopefully followed by 5 seconds of adrenaline.
Well, yeah.
And when you listen back to the recorder and you hear that voice that you can't explain, that's what makes it worthwhile.
You get that just one moment there,
yep.
The spark.
Yeah.
Actually, before I go to bed every night, I have to say special prayers that I don't want to have anybody bother me, to be honest with you.
Do you really?
You know, it's almost like a gibberish sound when they're talking spirits, at least with me. They're like a gibberish sound. In my other house where I used to live definitely was haunted.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but that was in Cape Natick, Maine. But the house I'm in now in York Beach is very nice, so there's no problem.
Good.
But I still have to say something like, because I don't want to, I want to be able to sleep.
Yeah, sure you do.
Because when you're psychic like me, you
pick
up a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you got to get some rest sometime.
That's right. You know? I deserve it.
It's funny that you say that gibberish stuff because I'm getting to the point now, not every night and not all the time, but when Willie and I go on investigations, I hear like background noises.
Yeah.
Of like children playing outside, and it sounds like layers of time to me.
Oh, yeah.
And when I go to bed at night, it's like I'm hearing conversations.
But it doesn't make sense, like, some of them. It's just like gibberish.
It is like gibberish, but it's like several conversations
at
layered
once.
One over the other, as if I'm hearing like a year's worth of conversations in the house.
Yeah.
It's weird. And I can't hear them, the words, but it's conversation.
But that's why I called it gibberish, because
the
words are never clear, really. They're never really clear.
Yep.
Do you know what I'm saying? You know, it's interesting. I have people who come. It's very sad. You know, like one of their loved ones committed suicide. So I just wanted to tell people, if that ever happened to them, that they should have what they call, you know, when you get a mass card, you know, if you go to a funeral and they give you the wakes, they give you the card. What it means is that the church does what they call perpetual prayer for your loved ones for 1 year. Every day when they do the special prayers, they'll add that person's name to the prayer, the concessions, the prayer, okay? What'll happen is if you do this for someone who's committed suicide, the prayers literally act as buoyancy to bring that soul up to heaven so it's not stuck. Okay?
That's good.
So it's very important to know this because you can be forgiven and you can go to at least...
Yeah.
There's different levels of heaven, but at least you could make it to heaven.
Yeah.
So, you know, there is...
There's so much power in prayer, I believe.
Well, I've seen it happen with the spirit, you know. And what happens is when we pass, when we go to the pearly gates, so to speak, or whatever, they have a big book, okay? It's a big book. It's called the Akashic Record. And they open up the book, and they look to see when you were born and when it was you're supposed to die. And if it's not your time, then you have to go hang out in, like, a waiting area for a while. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, they don't send you back, huh?
They don't send what do you mean, to someplace else? No.
I don't know.
No. So you stay in this waiting area. So
it is like a purgatory, really, isn't it?
I've seen it before.
Really?
Well, I almost died once. I was very ill, and it wasn't my time, of course. And I'm in this big waiting room, and everybody's online. Thousands and thousands of people online waiting to make a phone call home so they could say, I'm okay. You know, and there's so many people, if you ask them, did you see your loved one in your dream? And what do they say most of the time? They'll say that they heard the loved one say, I'm okay, you know, or that type of thing.
Yeah.
So I'm on this line, And I said, hey, I'm not supposed to be here. What the heck is going on? And I woke up, right? Thank God I woke up. I forced myself to wake up. And my father had to take me to the hospital. I had a severe too much potassium in my system.
Oh.
That could have made my heart stop and stuff. So, but I knew this is not where I'm going
to
be.
It's not where I'm supposed to be right now anyway.
That's for sure.
Yeah. Wow.
But you know what? We got about 1 minute left.
Okay.
We're just about out of time.
I wanted to have a question about past lives. You'd once picked up on something about Willie. Can you get any idea of what some of his important past lives were?
Well, first of all, one lifetime he was a sea captain, believe it or not.
Okay.
I don't know if I ever told you that before, but you weren't.
Somebody did.
Well, you were a sea captain.
It probably was you.
Yeah, it was in a prior life. You also, believe it or not, was like kind of built bridges or covered bridges or some kind of architectural work. Of some kind in early America. And that was really cool. You liked it. You had a good time with it.
How about Father Back?
Huh?
How about Father Back?
Father Back?
Father Back in Time.
Oh, he was all over the joint. I think he was also was like
everywhere.
A Viking in the prior life.
There we go.
He was a Viking.
I think that's what she was searching for.
You definitely mentioned that before. I felt
and,
that about
And you're not
him.
The only one. Either.
I probably knew you in that past lifetime because my husband was a Viking in a past life and I was there with him.
Yeah,
so
that's funny.
It's all good stuff.
Okay, Betty, what about me? What about me?
Real quick, well, you were with royalty, the Queen of England, the first queen, Queen Elizabeth I, and you were a relative to her. But and then you go all the way back probably to ancient Rome, to be honest with you. And where else were you? And one time you were in Wild West. You were out in, you know, like...
Was I a bad girl?
Yes, you were, a little bit. You were a singer and a dancer in a saloon, but you had a good time.
Yeah, I loved to dance.
As long as you had a good time.
And you married a cowboy.
Oh, okay.
So how do you like that?
That's pretty good.
You had much more lifetimes than that. But anyway, if you'd like to reach me, 603-436-2412 or BettyLipton@AOL.com or my website, three words, thezodiaczone.com. And I hope I come on again to be with you great folks.
You will.
I hope you do.
Okay.
You're definitely invited back.
And, thank you. It was a pleasure
having you tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Betty.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so that is the end of Spirit Radio, the paranormal experience.
And everyone, thank you for listening. Have a good evening.
You have been listening to Spirit Radio, The Paranormal Experience, with your hosts Willie Hassel and Lynn Nickerson on the Paranormal UK Radio Network.
In this one of many possible worlds, all for the best.